All right, that's another one from Singleton Street. They're here on the Scenic Route, and we got a little over 10 minutes left here. This is going to be switching over to the basketball game later on, Cook County High School. WTIP is supported in part by the Gunflint Lodge, where the Red Paddle Bistro dining room is open daily from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available online at gunflint.com. I heard you guys have a new album out. Tell me about that.
It's sort of new. When we got contracted for the Renfest, we hadn't done that for 15 years, and we decided to put a Celtic CD back together. So we did that, and we're sold out of our Bluegrass CD. We have two Bluegrass CDs. Being sold out is a kind of good problem, but we don't have any more of those. We do have the Celtic CD up here, so if people are interested in that end of the music too, we do have that, and we hope to have a Bluegrass CD by the summer.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Some stuff very soon, as a matter of fact, on that.
What's that?
I said we'll be laying down some stuff fairly soon on that.
We hope, yeah.
Where are you guys recording?
At home.
The we got our room.
This is
that's the only place to do it.
Well, for us, it just makes sense. It's really, really hard for us to get away with the kids that we've got. So, and with Chuck's, he's like the jack of all trades. He knows he has put
just enough to be dangerous.
So much effort and research into doing the home recording stuff. So
really, the price point has come down so much that you can get great quality gear at home. You know, and we're recording through an Apogee Duet right into the Mac computer. It's really pristine, and you've got digital workstations that used to cost $1,000, and now they're $190. You know, so it's just, you know, if you take the time. And we do take it in and get it mastered by someone else. We also have a kind of an engineer who I've worked with before that gives me a hand. But the idea of recording where you're comfortable and where you can say, I'm going to take 50 takes on this solo. I don't care. You know, you don't feel like, oh, my gosh, time is money.
You know? You can do it while the kids are at school.
Kids go to school. We set up our stuff and go. Not have to find a babysitter.
So for the concert that's coming up this Saturday, what should people expect if they go?
Fun. we'll be having fun.
We plan to play music.
Yes.
We'll probably play. We'll lean towards the classic country stuff. We're going to do a little George Jones. We've been kind of trying not to do anything that we're going to do. You know, we will probably end up doing the Johnny Cash song, but we got some George Jones. We've got little Man in the Moon. We got some Carter Family. So stuff that was. We tried to look for things that were actually played at the Grand Ole Opry to bring them up here, and we'll do them in more of a bluegrass style, not as much, but bluegrass was always a big part of the Opry too. So
I think we have so many classic country fans up here. That's part of the reason that we're putting this on, and Carl Solander, who's our classic country host, is doing it, and I think that's one of our popular shows here, most popular, easy. So I know I think you guys are really gonna get a good crowd with
good
kind of music
they're playing. They can sing along with us. We love it when people sing along with us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As long as you're not, you know, we love it all the time. Sometimes neighbors don't.
All right. Well, we're still talking to Singleton Street. Maybe get another song in here.
You bet.
Sure. What do you got?
Do you want to try something on the octave?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you want to try?
For sure.
It's a little different vein, but this is actually American music, but it might be a little more.
So is it identical to a regular mandolin, only everything is down one octave, all the strings are the same?
Yeah. I actually tune it. I drop the top string from an E to a D, so it's a little more of a... It's an open sound, and when you get that, especially for Celtic, nice droney sounds, but it works just fine. I think it works well in American music, too. Mm-hmm. And I guess we're going to try one.
Usually played on the fiddle.
It's a fiddle tune called Ashokan Farewell, and American fiddle tune, and then we're going to go into an old Civil War song called Rally Around the Flag, which supposedly was one of Lincoln's favorite songs, and was the song that they played when he left Springfield to go to Washington as the president. So, Rally Fantastic. Around the Flag. Go we Union!
We got American history and American music.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Want to give it a try?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
That was a wonderful tune there.
Thank you.
By Singleton Street. I really see what you mean from, you know, Irish music being the basis for a lot of American music from that instrument.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's there's a lot of cool bands doing something that some people are calling chamber grass, which that sort of this sort of reminds me of a little bit like American chamber music with, but that kind of bluegrassy twist to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, programming on WTIP is supported in part by East Bay Suites, fully furnished vacation condominiums on Lake Superior. In the heart of downtown Grand Marais, open for nightly rentals and extended stays, East Bay Suites offers a variety of event and function services online at eastbaysuites.com. And Jeff is just over in the other studio. We're going to have basketball coming up here pretty quick, but I think he said that we've got about 10 more minutes. If that's all right.
Sure,
yeah.
We can always do more.
Just try and stop us. They've let me out of the house now, so you can't stop me.
We don't want you to stop.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Do you guys, I know, like you said, like you're from Proctor.
Yes.
Or born up there. Do you guys get up to the North Shore very often?
Not too much. My mom still lives in Proctor, so, you know, go there every so often. To visit, but
we played the Cabin Fever Bluegrass.
We were there in Duluth last March. So, but mostly it's around the Twin Cities area, or we have gone to Wisconsin quite a bit, but wherever we can.
Fantastic. all right. I'm curious. Did you learn mandolin first? Was that like your first instrument? Then you switched over to guitar?
No, I started out with trombone a million years ago, and then went to piano and, you know, just a little bit, and then guitar, and played guitar a lot. Used to play in college around the Duluth area. I don't know if anyone remembers Chester Creek, but it was like a little acoustic kind of acoustic folk rock band that we had a lot of fun with. And someone on Facebook remembered us, so don't laugh so loud, Sherry.
Okay. Well, whatever.
But anyways, we had fun with that. And then I didn't start playing mandolin until we started playing with the four-piece. And it was like, well, you know, with two guitars seemed a little redundant. So I just started picking up the mando and really enjoy it.
Yeah. It seems like you've gotten pretty good at it. So
I'm getting there. Perfect. I'm getting there.
Like I said, he's a jack of all trades.
Well, since we've got an extra time, do you have another song in you?
Sure.
You want to do Titanic?
Seriously? Yeah, okay.
Or
we can do that.
No
yeah.
Depression. Which one of those?
Well, let's do No Depression since that's Carter
all right.
Family.
All right.
And that's a little, that should be right up the vein.
All right.
Will this be like a preview of the show on Saturday?
We might play this one on Saturday. I bet we will, yeah.
It's a good tune.
So they can hear it and decide when we did it better, now or on Saturday. They won't be able to see my wife glaring at me right now when I go too slow. You're right. You want me to do this always faster. So they'll be able to see that dynamic on Saturday. Look at her. Look at him.
No, I always look at
stuff you can
love.
Only get live.
With yes, love, yes.
Yes, always with love.
Love hurts.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, three more. All right. 3 minutes.
Three more.
Three more minutes. What do we got?
Yeah?
A little Laurel and Hardy?
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. Let's do that. We haven't practiced this, but let's do it anyway.
Well, I don't know if we have enough. Do we have time?
I have no idea what you're about to do.
Just a little song.
Go for it.
Sherry likes to sing this one. It's only like a minute long. So did you want to talk?
No. Let's go for it.
I don't mind talking. We saw this.
It just makes, when you guys play, it just makes my job easier.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. That's what we're all about. I think we do it in sort of D-ish.
I hope so. We'll deal with it.
The vicinity of D.
Whoops. All right. We'll see. You know, you're watching TV and you see an old Laurel and Hardy movie and then they started singing. And when they sang, oh my God, it was awesome.
It was a cowboy song.
It's a great song. It's called The Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia.
And I hope we pick the right key. If
I
not,
hope so too.
We could be,
well, you know.
The Clancy Brothers started over on their first song. Do you know they the first time the Clancy Brothers played, the guy was capoed in the wrong key. And they were on national TV, and one of them just said, stop.
Really?
Yeah. We're not doing the bloody song this way. And he stopped, and they took the capo off and started it again. So hopefully we get the right key here.
All right.
I'll yell stop if you don't.
Yeah, all right. In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwined. When she carved her name and I carved mine, oh June, like the mountains I'm blue, like the pines, I am lonesome for you. In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine.
That's all you need.
There you go.
That was great. Well, we've been speaking to Singleton Street. They're going to be part of the Grand Marais Old Opry happening this Saturday at 7:30 at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts. It's going to be a bunch of different bands. It's going to be these guys right here. Also, the Cook County's Most Wanted, Bernsheim and Deku, and Matt and Kent Anderson is going to be emceed by WTIP's own Carl Solander,
woo-hoo,
which I'm sure is going to be a hoot. And the show's going to be, January 17th. There's an admission fee that you can find more information about at arrowheadcenterforthearts.org. Anything else you guys want to say?
Come on down. We look forward to seeing you. We promise George Jones and no Laurel and Hardy unless you ask for it.
You might get some requests.
That's okay.
Well, thank you very, very much for coming on the show. This was really fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
It was fun.
And we're going to send it over to Jeff Nemitz right now. He's got the basketball thing all ready to go. Let's hear it, Jeff.
Go team.